Yesaya mit Fluttering in the Floodlights und zwar natürlich hier auf Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Und wie schon angekündigt, Mittwoch wieder Bergfestzeit. Das heißt, jeden Mittwoch machen wir eine große Halbzeit-Wochensause und laden tolle Künstler für euch ein, die ihr bei uns entdecken könnt. Und dann gibt es auch leckere Getränke und was zu essen. Und wir machen uns einfach einen schönen Abend. Im Optimalfall natürlich hat man am nächsten Tag dann sogar noch frei. Das wäre natürlich noch viel besser. Und ich denke, bei ganz vielen von euch wird das der Fall sein. Und was auch besonders ist an diesem Mittwoch, wir haben gleich 3 Bands auf einmal. Das passiert eigentlich nie. Georgia zum einen wird da sein, die sitzt schon bei mir im Studio. Kite ist da und They Owe Us, eine ganz neue Kombination aus Schweden, die wir euch vorstellen wollen. Alles in dieser Stunde, in der 15-Uhr-Stunde. Und wir fangen einfach mal mit Georgia an, denn die sitzt hier schon parat. Und ich sage, schönen guten Tag. Welcome to Flux FM, Georgia.
Hi there. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Sie ist um 4 Uhr morgens aufgestanden, weil sie einen Early Flight kriegen musste hier. So getting up at 4 o'clock, is that for you a hard time? Because you're playing probably often later at night.
Yeah, so I had a show in London last night, actually. It was for MTV Push. Mm-hmm. So we finished up around 11, got back home at 12, up at 4 o'clock. I mean, it's the sort of time, it's the schedule of a musician, isn't it?
Of course. I know what
you mean. I can't complain. This is the profession I chose, you know.
Wir wollen jetzt mal ein bisschen mehr über sie erfahren. Sie kommt aus London, aus dem Nordwesten von London und schreibt ihre Songs selber. Do you write and produce your songs all by yourself or do you have a little team at your side who makes the whole Georgia cosmos?
No, I do it all myself. These new songs for Started Out and About at the Dance Floor, I develop them in my studio. I've got a home studio in London. I, you know, produce it all, write it all. And then I work with a mixing engineer called Mark Ralph. And then he adds the final touches on and we both kind of mix it together. So it is a little bit of a team, but I'm sort of heavily involved in every single step. Yeah.
And you started your career as a session drummer. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right.
When did you get involved into music and how did it come to be a session
drummer? Oh, well, I'm from a musical background. My father is in a band called Left Field. Mm-hmm. Who were, you know, very big in the 90s.
Yeah, I remember something.
Yeah, you probably...
Sing a song for us. What did they do? What did they have for kind of...
They did a song called Fat Planet, which went doom ba doom boom ba doom boom boom ba doom boom ba doom boom. That's all I can sing.
Your father would be proud of
you. Yeah, exactly. So I, you know, my mom is a big music fan and obviously, obviously got with my father, so was a fan of music. So I began playing music from a very early age because my dad's studio was my bedroom.
Oh, nice.
So I sort of was born around synthesizers and drum machines. So I play lots of instruments, but drums was just something that I could always do. Mm-hmm. And throughout my teens, I was, instead of catching boys in the playground, I was locked up in a room practicing drumming. So
the boys were lucky because they could run away.
Exactly. They did. Exactly. They kind of avoided my my romantic self. So in London I had friends in the music scene and so I got into the music scene in London through playing drums. I first played with an artist called Quest, mm-hmm. who was on Young Turks and now on Warp, and then I played for Kate Tempest, who is quite a big,
we're playing her,
yeah,
well.
You know Kate, so I went on tour with her and then had my own project and then got signed to Domino Records.
Yeah, congratulations again.
Thank you.
And then you could say, sorry, I can't support you anymore as a session drummer. I'm doing my own thing right now.
Yeah, I had to. I know. That was painful when I had to say that to, you know, it was. The thing is, they've all been incredibly supportive. And actually, I think they all knew that,
it was about time.
It was, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Also ihr Vater hat damals in den 90er Jahren in einer Band gespielt, die den Namen Left Field hatte. Sie hat netterweise ja auch gerade ein bisschen was angesungen und sie meinte eben, dadurch ist sie schon ganz früh mit Musik in Berührung gekommen. Er hatte damals sein Studio da, wo sie eigentlich geschlafen hatte. Also in ihrem Zimmer, in ihrem Bedroom, da hat er die ganzen Synthesizer aufgebaut und deswegen ist sie ganz früh schon mit Musik in Verbindung gekommen. Ihre Mutter hat auch schon immer Musik geliebt und sie kann diverse Instrumente spielen, aber vor allen Dingen das Schlagzeug. Damit hat sie dann angefangen, das war für sie sozusagen, das könnte sie aus dem FF. Deswegen hat sie eben auch als Session-Drummerin ihren ersten Weg sozusagen in die Musikszene gefunden und hat viele Künstler auch unterstützt, unter anderem Kate Tempest. Aber irgendwann kam der Moment, wo Georgia gesagt hat, so, aber jetzt bin ich mal dran und hat dann bei Domino einen Vertrag unterschrieben und jetzt geht's richtig ab für die Gute. Und wir dürfen sie euch vorstellen heute Abend beim Bergfest. Wir freuen uns total und wollen gleich noch ein bisschen mehr von ihr erfahren. Hören jetzt erstmal einen Song und zwar Start It Out. We're going to listen to Start It Out. Some yes. words of the artist about this song, please.
Well, if you're listening to it in a car or at in a work office or wherever you're tuning in from, just turn it up. Turn it up real loud and just enjoy. Yeah, there you go.
Ich glaube, ihr habt verstanden, ne? Also, schön laut aufdrehen. Georgia, heute Abend live beim Flux FM Bergfest. Direkt an der Spree. Eintritt frei, bitte alle hier vorbeikommen. Wir freuen uns. Start It Out von Georgia. Die junge Britin ist bei uns zu Gast, denn heute Abend ist sie beim Flux FM Bergfest dabei. Natürlich wie immer präsentiert von Stiftungshell. Und ja, ihr seid herzlich eingeladen, dort vorbeizukommen. Und wir freuen uns, dass sie vorher auch ein bisschen erzählt, was sie alles so macht. Ihr Papa war ja früher und ist es auch immer noch bei der britischen Band Left Field. Jetzt habe ich gerade auch nochmal nachgeschaut, was die da gemacht haben. Natürlich ist es witzig, wenn man natürlich sozusagen mit der Vatermilch in diesem Falle die ganze Musik aufsaugt. Und ich meinte auch eben, als der Song lief, hast du zwischendurch noch irgendwie was anderes gelernt, so als Backup-Plan? Und sie meinte, nö, ich habe eigentlich immer nur Musik gemacht und meine Eltern haben mich total dabei unterstützt. And that's a great thing, that you have all the support of your family to make music and not that they say, learn something, you know, with which you can earn money if it doesn't go the way you want it to go. They didn't say that.
Well, my dad being in such a successful dance band saw highs and lows of the music industry and was always quite realistic with me. Whereas my mum has just always she's just been there for me as a mum, and I'm very thankful for all the support and love, and my brother too. I don't think anyone was going to stop me from doing it. I don't want to sound like some sort of, you know, monster, but I think I always wanted to do it. And it didn't matter if my parents supported me or not, really.
When you say you play so much instruments or can play if you want to, so the drums, that's your first instrument. Can we say that?
Yeah,
that's
probably. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, this is why I love coming to Berlin so much, is that really my DNA is dance music. It's electronic music. So, I also sit in front of drum machines, 909s, 808s. You know, I sit on a computer and I can program a beat, I can program synthesis, I can play synthesis, I understand frequencies, you know. So, and that comes definitely from my, you know, dance heritage with my dad, you know, and being introduced to synthesis from a very early age. And it's why I love coming to Berlin, because you guys embrace electronic music so incredibly, you know.
How many synthesizers does he let you use of his stuff?
Oh, I have my own collection. Yeah, he was always quite mean like that, actually. He was always a bit like, I don't want my synthesizers being...
It.
Yeah, don't, you can look, but don't touch. I, you know, with money I earned through playing sessions, I built up a kind of nice synthesis collection. So I have my go-to synths, basically, yeah.
And tonight you will be on stage with how many people? Georgia?
I play it all myself.
All yourself? Georgia is the thing.
I have these, anyone out there listening who knows about sort of equipment, I became very obsessed with Depeche Mode and very, you know, their early sort of 80s, Black Celebration, Construction Time, you know, and sort of music for masses, and I came across this YouTube clipping of them performing, and I can't remember which one it was, but they were hitting a Simmons pad, and these Simmons pads were the first drum triggers, electronic drum triggers. So I said, that's it, I've got to get myself a Simmons 1980s kit, you know. So I traced one in the internet, through the internet for a kit, and I came across this guy in Madrid. So the whole show is about this 80s red Simmons kit.
The show tonight, you mean?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's the live show. It's very ravey. It's very electronic.
Sehr gut. Also Freunde elektronischer Musik werden auf jeden Fall heute ihre große Freude haben, um Georgia dann auf der Bühne zu sehen. Und sie hat sich ein altes ein Drumkit besorgt von 1980, was sie damals bei YouTube in einem alten Clip gesehen hat von Depeche Mode, das sie benutzt hatten. Und hat sie gesagt, das Teil, das muss ich haben, und hat es dann von einem Herrn in Madrid abgekauft. Did he wanted much money for the drum kit?
Or? Well, these are very collectible items. You know, I probably shouldn't announce that on live radio, should I? That's like saying I've got, you know...
Come on, tell us.
I've got diamonds in my pocket. Well, they're not unreasonable. They were, you know...
£1,000?
Yeah, just under. You know, but they're collectibles. They're beautiful looking... things really, people buy them for the stylistic things, you know, but the look of them, sorry, but I love them.
Okay, so if someone wants to do you a favor or a birthday present, they know what to buy.
Oh, well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
But
really
if we're going down that road, really, of birth, you know, I'd like a holiday to Barbados.
Okay, I will take notes. Okay, yeah. Georgia holiday Barbados. So... Georgia, we are going to play another song of yours about Work the Dance Floor, the hit of Georgia, can we say that? One of the great hits, den sie heute Abend auf jeden Fall auch spielen wird beim Bergfest. Bitte kommt sehr gerne vorbei, Eintritt ist frei, 18 Uhr gehen die Türen auf, ab 19 Uhr solltet ihr spätestens da sein, denn wenn es richtig voll wird, dann müssen wir leider irgendwann auch die Türen zumachen, denn wir haben ja 3 Bands und freuen uns aber auch, dass diese tolle Künstlerin da ist. So, you can prepare right now for your great gig tonight.
Thank you.
Fluxbau. Thank you for coming. Thank you for playing for us.
Oh, thank you for having me, and it's great to be here.
Und wir hören jetzt About Work the Dance Floor. Georgia auf Flux FM. Dankeschön.
Thank you.